All right, Ken seemed to be three different games there. He had a really good first half, and then that third quarter, a little bit of a struggle, but you guys came through in the end. That just showed the resolve of the team just to make it through those ebb and flows of a contest.
Yeah, that's the most important thing. I mean, one of the most important things you can have as a team is resiliency, and we got a great group of guys that understand how basketball is a game of runs, and then we do a great job of absorbing runs and staying even keel. Teams hit shots or we stop making shots, we still stick to our principles, and this game is all about discipline. Which team can stay disciplined among us?
Yeah, you've seen your role increase with obviously in the rotation, and you've been guarding multiple guys, so you guard both guards and Paul Pierce as well.
Yeah.
How's that just dealing, having to deal with those different types of bodies and different skill sets on the defensive end?
It's just effort, some guys handle the ball more than others, and Bradley Beal is a great guy, his pace is really good, he moves well without the ball, John Wall is a heck of a guard, but he's very fast and open floor, he was picking rolls really well, and Paul Pierce is just a vet, so it's a lot being thrown at me, but I think as long as I keep giving the consistent effort, everything will take care of itself.
Well, lastly, all eyes in the NBA are going to be on Friday night against Golden State, two best teams in the NBA. I know you guys don't like to look forward and beyond the next contest, but now it's finally here. How excited are you guys to test yourself against another team that's had a great start to the year?
Oh, we're super excited, number one versus number two, Friday night, Atlanta. Phillips is going to be live. I think tomorrow people are going to start gassing this game up. We might see some stuff on ESPN about it. So
sure.
I know it's going to live up to the hype. Two very competitive teams. I have a pass there. So
I know
a couple of guys over there. So it's going to be a good one.
Has there been any interaction or conversations online or just in any form yet?
Nah, I haven't. I talked to Steph like last week. I tried to shoot out last week, and that shit, we didn't even talk about the game or anything. But
you expect anything over the next 48 hours?
We'll see, man. You never know. I think they get here tomorrow, so might grab dinner, might not. So we'll see.
All right, thanks, guys.